the congressional body is very good at dragging out things, blaming everything on someone else, and never getting anything done. The president is seeking to inject some substantive policy changes that will affect the economy. Tax cuts, for instance, are an example of that. Repealing and making changes to Obamacare is a part of it. He's talked about putting additional vast sums into the economy for infrastructure build out plans. But you're correct. 35 days left in this congressional setting are very few. How important do you think these elements are? For instance, Obamacare, which has really not gotten off the ground, the reform effort, the tax cuts, they haven't really gotten off the ground either. And the infrastructure at this point is changes are just a dream. Yeah. What about these things?
Well, I was almost disappointed in President Trump this morning. I didn't hear, but I saw him speaking. I was on the air. I saw him speaking on infrastructure. And, you know, I said to my listeners at the time, I said, you know, I almost hate to see this. Great. We need infrastructure. I'm all for infrastructure. It's going to be a huge shot in the arm of the economy. It's going to be good for the economy. It's going to be good for jobs, so on and so forth. And we need it. But ultimately, Sam, the key is going to be tax reform. We have got to have tax reform. And I wish, and I said this on the air, I wish that instead of being at that podium talking about infrastructure, that he was in the halls of Congress doing everything he possibly can to unite the party around his agenda. He needs to go to work doing that in dramatic fashion because, listen, the economy is based right now, is hinged on the fact that we could get tax reform soon. I don't think we can. I don't think we're going to see it. I'm very disappointed. But I don't think we're going to see it be approved this year for this year.